Daryl Hall says he will never, ever reunite with John Oates. He says, by the way, I wrote 90% of the songs. Here's another, by the way. I bet you won't be invited to be on the duets album with Barbara Streisand. It's 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. President Trump is doubling down on tariffs.
Tariffs are about making America rich again and making America great again, and it's happening, and it will happen rather quickly.
Speaking to a joint session of Congress, Trump singled out Europe, Brazil, India, and others that tax U.S. imports, and he says reciprocal tariffs will start April 2nd. Trump used the speech to push other parts of his agenda forward. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
In his address, President Trump claimed he would soon balance the budget.
I want to do what has not been done in 24 years.
But he's endorsed a plan by Republicans in Congress to extend tax cuts and enact spending reductions that would add trillions to the nation's budget deficit. He looked over in the chamber and said this to Democrats.
I'm sure you're going to vote for those tax cuts, because otherwise I don't believe the people will ever vote you into office. So I'm doing you a big favor by telling you that.
Bankrate.com analyst Mark Hamrick says the big picture shows tax cuts would likely put the country much deeper in debt.
No one who does independent analyses of, for example, the continuation of the 2017 tax cut believes that brings down debt or deficits. Indeed, it would add something like $4 trillion.
I'm Vicki Barker. A big majority of Americans who tuned into President Trump's speech last night liked what they heard. A CBS News YouGov survey finds 76% of the majority Republican viewers approved the speech. 23%, most of them Democrats, disapprove.
The Vatican says Pope Francis had a restful night. He remains in stable condition. His prognosis is still guarded after nearly 3 weeks of hospital treatment for double pneumonia. A big line of severe weather stretches from North Florida into Canada. A day after that system left a trail of damage in Mississippi, Oklahoma, Texas, and Louisiana. Amy Lee lives in Marshall, Texas, near the Louisiana border. She wasn't home when this happened.
My neighbor called and he told my husband that the tree had fallen on our house. So I came home and the tree was on the house.
Now the storms are blamed for two deaths in Mississippi. The Governor's Highway Safety Association says pedestrian deaths dropped 3% in the first half of last year, but the numbers are still too high. The organization's Adam Snyder.
While we have seen these small decreases lately, we're still well above where we were 5 or even 10 years ago. So long term, we're still heading in the wrong direction.
Snyder says we need better enforcement, better education, and better highway design. Wall Street looks like it's ready for a rebound after 2 days of heavy losses. S&P futures are up 28 points this morning. Dow futures up 189. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 15-year-old boy was arrested in Caledonia last night in connection with the death of his mother. Police were called to a home last night on East White Manor Court at around 10:30. They arrived to find the teenager at the front door surrendering, later finding his mother's body inside the home. Initial reports indicate the victim suffered from stab wounds and blunt force trauma. The investigation is continuing. Winds will kick in and temperatures will drop. A wind advisory starts this afternoon and runs through midnight for the area. Gusts of up to 50 miles an hour are expected. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Last night, Racine's City Council voted for change. In a narrow vote, they decided the mayor will no longer appoint members of council committees. Rather, the council president will do so. Those committees will also elect their own leaders. Before, that was a mayoral role. The mayor does keep veto power and the right to appoint alders to the executive committee. All the hubbub at the Hobnob wasn't a big deal. There was a lot of fire trucks at the restaurant near the county line last night at around 6. There doesn't appear to have been a fire. Initial reports indicate the fans in the kitchen area stopped working, causing the call and the need to clear out the restaurant briefly. There's more than just a referendum on the ballot in Racine and Kenosha. There are contested seats on the Common Council in Racine, plus school board races in both communities. The Racine County Eye has a Get to Know the Candidates section on their website. Races are listed and candidates are sharing a little bit about themselves. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks beat the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks down the Hawks 127-121 in Atlanta. Damian Lillard scored 23 points, but after the game had a swollen black left eye. How'd that happen?
I went up to try to, you know, help him off the glass, and was behind the guy. His arm just came down. His elbow went, you know, right up. Like, the point of his elbow hit right on my eyeball. So, you know, once it hit, I knew it was either going to swell up or turn black. But my vision was, I never had my vision get blurry like that.
Men's college basketball, number 12th ranked Wisconsin in Minnesota tonight for the border battle, while number 20th ranked Marquette seeking revenge at UConn. NFL, Green Bay Packers re-signing kicker Brandon McManus to a new three-year deal worth $15.3 million. McManus gets a $5 million signing bonus with another $5 million guaranteed. He turns 34 this summer at the start of training camp. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Rain is likely today. We could end up with another 1 to 2 tenths of an inch through the afternoon, and then the rain will switch to snow and it will become windy. Snow amounts will be generally light, but the wind could create areas of blowing snow at times. Our high today, 46, with temperatures falling into the 30s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
I did quit smoking. That's a good little health move there. Thank you. Thank you. I gotta be honest, I did not want to quit. I love smoking, but I saw a reason to quit. If you're a woman and you want to see a reason to quit smoking, just go to Las Vegas, go to any casino, go directly to the nickel slot machine area, and stand next to one of them 900-year-old ladies that's still smoking, and wait to hear them talk.
Could you say one more roll? Service is appalling. If I was an alcoholic, I'd come here to quit drinking.
Oh, not very attractive.
I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Good vibrations. She's by my
excitation.
Good.
you go. Beach Boys, Good Vibrations, using that theremin. That's that woo-hoo. It was invented for by a guy named Theremin for some science fiction movies in Hollywood. And during the 1950s, they used it a lot, you know, for flying saucers and woo-hoo. And then Brian Wilson got a hold of it and used it in Good Vibrations. It's kind of a weird instrument. It's a very tall instrument. And you run your hand up and down it to get that woo-hoo effect or whatever it is there. I know I'm not singing it well. All right. Here's a study. You ready for this? They found out ordering dessert first might help you lose weight. This is everything I've been dreaming about all my life. Now, it's because they say that if you order dessert first, you'll eat less of everything else, like salads, vegetables, you know, all the good stuff, healthy stuff. So eat eat the dessert first, and you won't eat much of the good food afterwards. Doesn't sound right, does it? I don't think so. All right, Glenn Campbell at WRJN. Gentle on my mind.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. Dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awaiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories. Ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Glenn Campbell, Gentle on My Mind. Local news, Tamless Hits, WRJN. Rain and snow expected today. Temperatures falling to around 35. No accumulation, though. Cloudy right now. It looks like the rain has stopped here at Radio Park in 43 degrees. Are you allowed to listen to music at work? 71% of people who say it makes them more productive. 22% say no impact. Just 7% say it makes them less productive. You know what I say? Turn the radio on WRJN and crank it up.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena. from Pasadena.
If you see her on the street, don't try to choose her.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
You might drive a goer, but you'll never lose her.
Ever stop and think how close they sound to the Beach Boys? I mean, they sound exactly like the Beach Boys. Maybe that's why they were popular. 717, the local news, Timeless Hits here at WRJN. All right, here's a fun fact for you. The record holder for the most Grammys ever won. No, it's not Beyonce. It's nobody like that. Sir George Solti. He's a Hungarian-British conductor. He conducted the Chicago Symphony Orchestra for 22 years, won 31 Grammys. No one's even close to him yet. Wow. And this one's interesting. The average of an average of 350 slices of pizza are sold in the United States every second. Now, I assume that's not at 3 in the morning or 4 in the morning, but it averages out to 350 slices every second in America. Do you remember Silly Putty as a kid? Remember that little Silly Putty stuff with like putty and you bounce it and it bounces all over the place under the couch and you never found it again? Okay, if you take that bouncy Silly Putty and drop it from a high place, it won't bounce. It shatters. Now, I got to find me some Silly Putty. And I got to go to some tall building and see if that, you know, actually
is true. I don't really want to do...
What was that? I got to find if that's actually true or not.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Kieran Culkin is now an Oscar winner, having won the award for Best Supporting Actor last Sunday night. However, if Culkin had his way, someone else would have won. Just 2 weeks before the film written by Jesse Eisenberg was to start shooting, Culkin said he almost quit because the last season of Succession went on longer than anticipated and he wanted to spend time with his family. Culkin also won the Golden Globe and Screen Actors Guild Award for his performance. Being a good dad only goes so far. Speaking of the Culkins, Kieran Culkin has come a long way from playing Fuller McAllister in Home Alone alongside his brother Macaulay. Macaulay attended after parties with his wife Brenda and said he knew his younger brother was going to win because of where they sat him in proximity to the stage. The older Culkin was asked if he would see his brother later that night, and his response was, "I'm not sure. He's a busy guy." He's now Academy Award-winning actor Kieran Culkin. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With local news and now Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world.
WRJN.
Yeah, let's twist again, like we did last summer. Yeah, let's twist again, like we did last year.
Chevy Checker, let's twist again. He's up for a nomination for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let's hope Chevy makes it this time, huh? All right. You got to be careful. Music can make people do strange things. Case in point, a 50-year-old guy just got a $3,800 fine for torturing his neighbors every Saturday night with his terrible karaoke, which was mostly ABBA songs. And then we got a 53-year-old woman in Florida facing charges after she freaked out and shoved her roommate through a tiki bar because they wouldn't stop playing Chic's 1978 disco hit, Le Freak, over and over and over and over on a loop. Music makes people do strange things, doesn't it? Now, let's see what we got for you. Rain and snow today. Temperatures falling to around 35 degrees. Chance of snow tonight, lows 24. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 40. Right now, cloudy, 45 degrees right here at Radio Park. Hey, coming up after the Lemon Pipers, it's Paul Harvey and the rest of the story.
Drop your silver in my tambourine. Tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you hear it sing. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
This part goes on forever. It doesn't stop. I remember when I had my first FM radio and I actually heard all this in clear FM stereo. I had never heard the end of the song for AM radio. It just kind of drowned it out. And the DJs just faded it out. But on FM radio, I heard it for the first time. I loved it. It's 7:26 at WRJN, time for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Sponsored daily by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates. Sunnyside Florist brings you the rest of the story.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
The rest of the story. In 1771, the French government made an unusual appeal to the medical faculty of Paris. The government was seeking a judgment, a ruling regarding a certain substance. It had been considered by some a narcotic, by many a powerful sexual stimulant, an aphrodisiac. Now, that's not what concerned the authorities. What bothered them was that this something called solanum tuberosum had been linked by observers for 150 years with half a dozen diseases, including scrofula and leprosy. So now it was left to the medical faculty of Paris to decide. Was solanum tuberosum really as hazardous to public health as some had suggested? What happened then in 1771 was not unlike what happens these days with public and governmental concern over questionable substances. But 2 centuries past, it was, as I say, Solanum tuberosum causing all the fuss. Let's review the facts. The first Europeans to encounter Solanum tuberosum were the Spanish. That was during the 16th century. They initially tried it out on slaves, and then they sat back and watched the slaves, and the results were very satisfactory as far as the Spanish were concerned. So, with the approaching 17th century, Solanum tuberosum became fashionable in some European circles. It was believed to be remarkably sexually stimulating. At the time, it was noted that Solanum tuberosum did increase seed and provoke lust, causing fruitfulness in both sexes, that in geographic regions of prevalence, it was no unusual thing to see 6 or 7 or 8 or 10, sometimes more children, the issue of one couple. Following similar reports, there was a run on the stuff. But the trouble began in 1619. Solanum tuberosum was banned in Burgundy. Its excessive use had been linked to leprosy. And as word spread, it was apparent that many Europeans placed personal health ahead of their sex lives, and Solanum tuberosum fell rapidly into disfavor. Through the next century and a half, it was called a contributing factor to gout and rickets and consumption. As late as 1768, a respected Swiss physician named Daniel Langhaus drew convincing correlations between Solanum tuberosum and the presence of scrofula in Switzerland. It was only 3 years later that all available data was evaluated by the medical faculty of Paris, and the official verdict on Solanum tuberosum was not guilty. Not guilty. In fact, you know, this prestigious body declared Solanum tuberosum actually was good for you. Wait a minute. One might imagine such a statement from such a source would lay the long-standing suspicions to rest once and for all, but that would be wrong. In 1774, following a famine in Prussia, Frederick the Great dispatched a wagon load of the stuff to Kohlberg, and nobody would touch it. And similar skepticism continued into the next century. After all, Solanum tuberosum, called by some the Indian artichoke, was related to a number of poisonous plants in the Solanum family, including the deadly nightshade. So, who could know for sure what might happen to anybody indulging in Solanum tuberosum, otherwise known as the potato? Well, by now, of course, you know the rest of the story.
Yes, and there's another rest of the story coming up 12:05 with Dan Marcus this afternoon right here on WRJM. But right now, it's exactly 7:30. Let's check news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 15-year-old boy was arrested in Caledonia last night in connection with the death of his mother. Police were called to a home last night on East White Manor Court at around 10:30. They arrived to find the teenager at the front door surrendering, later finding his mother's body inside the home. Initial reports indicate the victim suffered from stab wounds and blunt force trauma. The investigation is continuing. A wind advisory kicks in later today and temperatures will drop. We'll get a look at that alert and the forecast coming up. Last night, the city council in Racine voted to shift some powers away from the mayor. The changes now give the council president authority to appoint people to the council committees. Prior, the mayor took on that role. The mayor used to appoint heads of those committees, but now the committee will vote on their own leadership. The mayor does keep veto power and the right to appoint alders to the executive committee. A convicted sex offender found living across the street from Knapp Elementary was arrested this week. The 41-year-old was taken into custody after investigators found child sex abuse material on his social media accounts and other evidence not suitable to mention. It's led to multiple charges, including possession of child pornography. Senator Bernie Sanders is scheduled to speak at UW Parkside Friday. It's part of what he calls a fighting oligarchy tour and targets districts narrowly won by Republicans in 2024. The rally in the DeSimone Arena aims to pressure GOP representatives to oppose cuts to social programs. Sanders' Wisconsin visit includes a stop in Altoona on Saturday. District 8 in Racine Unified is up in April. There's also several council seats up for grabs. In addition to a referendum request, there's a lot on the Racine ballot April 1st. If you want to get to know more about your candidates, check out Racine County I.
They've got a get-to-know-you section about the candidates on their website. Almost everyone running in the races have shared a little bit about themselves. You can read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With everything that a farmer is thinking about these days, sometimes taking a break from farming can be time well invested. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Next week, dairy producers are being encouraged to take a break from farming and attend the 2025 Business Conference for the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin. Mitch Brunig, who's a dairy farmer himself with Mystic Valley Dairy in Roxbury, says he's made the effort to attend since 1995 and doesn't regret a moment away from the farm for that conference.
There's something for everyone there, and it's really a good conference to sort of meeting you where you're at. You know, when I first went, you know, I was intimidated. Like, I'm just this little 80-cow farmer from Roxbury, and, you know, the people that I see in the room, I just always idolized. And when you get to sort of rub shoulders and talk to them, we're all farmers. We all sort of have the same battles. Getting away from the farm and not hearing what dad and grandpa say, it probably might be one of the most powerful things a young person in the dairy industry can do. It's a great big world out there, and just because we've always done it that way doesn't mean we need to continue to do it that way.
Mitch Brunig, he's a dairy farmer from Roxbury at Mystic Valley Dairy. He'll be among the thousands that attend Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin's annual business conference next Wednesday and Thursday at the Alliant Energy Center. Find details on the agenda at PDPW.org.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust the pros at Steffes Group to get the best return on your investment. Steffes is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and we work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Visit SteffesGroup.com to find a sales rep near you and discuss your options today. That's SteffesGroup.com. StefesGroup.com.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
The shock of the tariffs seems to have worn off just a little bit in Chicago. December corn right now is up 2 at 4.49. November new crop beans are currently up 4 at 10.08. July wheat's up 6 at 5.58. Barrel cheese did drop 5.25 to 1.73. 40-pound block cheese was down 11.5 at 1.60.5. And AA butter dropped 9.5 yesterday to 2.25 a pound. There's your market snapshot. I'm PM Yankee.
Rain is likely today. We could end up with another 1 to 2 tenths of an inch through the afternoon, and then the rain will switch to snow and it will become windy. Snow amounts will be generally light, but the wind could create areas of blowing snow at times. Our high today, 46, with temperatures falling into the 30s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
I'm not afraid to tell you how old I am, but I'm going to give you a clue. I actually said this to my friends. I was at my friend's apartment and I actually said to her out loud, boy, that's a nice pill caddy. That's how old I am, yes. I had to get a new pill caddy recently because my doctor gave me a new prescription and I'm on so much medication that I couldn't jam one more pill into the compartment. So I had to go to CVS to the pill caddies and prosthetics aisle. And I don't know if you've shopped for this, but there's a whole hierarchy of pill caddies. You start with your entry-level pill caddy. It's the single compartment pill caddy. Then you move into the AM, PM pill caddy. Then the AM, noon, evening pill caddy. Then the AM, noon, evening, bedtime pill caddy. Then basically you have to hire a caddy to hand you your pills all day because you have to have a dog.
We'll be right back.
Every Little Star. That's Linda Scott. Linda Scott. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for rain and snow today. Temperatures falling to around 35 degrees, which still isn't bad. A chance of snow tonight. Lows 24. Sunny with a high near 40 tomorrow. Cloudy. It's 45 degrees right now at Radio Park. This is kind of odd. A high school in Oklahoma is getting a lot of backlash after a video got out where students were licking toes as part of a fundraising event. The school says the kids volunteered to do it ahead of time. I would like to know what they're raising funds for. Licking toes? What the heck are they raising that money for, huh? Here's Voice and Heart. I wonder what she's doing tonight at WRJN.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I want to be your friend. Because a friend could never doubt you, or ever put you up tight. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh, I wonder what she's doing tonight. And it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
Hits at WRJN. A former Dunkin' Donuts manager in Florida stole $153,000 from the business And when the cops later asked her where she got all the money in her account, she claims, oh, no, that wasn't from Dunkin' Donuts. That was from my boyfriend's drug dealing. Well, in that case, everything's okay, right? Oh, people are such fools. Simon and Garfunkel, I Am a Rock at WRJN.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my room, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Classic Simon and Garfunkel, I Am a Rock. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and AM 1400 everywhere on that legendary frequency. Local news has never been covered more completely as WRGN partnered with the Racine County Eye to field Racine County's largest local news team. Now, in addition to our 98 years of experience covering local news, the Racine County Eye adds their journalistic experience to our on-air and online reporting. You'll hear the headlines on WRJN, then read the details online at RacineCountyEye.com. A new era in local news coverage, the Racine County Eye and WRJN. All right, now, there's an old lawyer adage, never ask a question you don't know the answer to. Case in point, a radio show in Australia had a woman propose to her boyfriend, which is apparently an old Irish tradition, but things got very uncomfortable when it didn't go as planned. You see, her proposal was great. She called herself the luckiest girl alive. Then she called him North, South, East, and West and told him, who am I? Who I am is totally because of you. She said this to her boyfriend on the air. So people were shocked when she didn't get a yes in the proposal. Now, she didn't get a no either. It was at work. He was very flustered by it, he said. He thought or hoped it was a joke at first. Then he said, it's not really the type of thing I want to talk about on the radio. But added, of course, I love you. One host called it the most uncomfortable on-air moment he's ever had. See, that's why never ask a question you don't know the answer to.
Hospice Alliance's care team includes trained volunteers who share their time and talent to help carry out our mission of providing quality and compassionate care. Our volunteers offer support from companionship and respite time to running errands and office work and so much more. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about assisting in Hospice Alliance's mission. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. This is Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse in Sturtevant. There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. Every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN. I need love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said you can't hurry love. Oh, you just have to wait. She said love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take.
Supremes, Canary Love, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I just saw this post from Jim Messier, a regular guest, when he comes in with Carol Gianforte to discuss the history of Racine. Here's something he posted. Racine Airways. Did you know there was a Racine Airways? I mean, a plane company, you know, like American Airlines and, you know, Southwest Airlines. It was called Racine Airways. And the actual, I guess the airport, let's say here, round trip to Chicago, three passenger party, $21. I got to find out how old this is. Racine Airways Incorporated was located at 1717 Racine Street, 1 mile west of Sturtevant on Highway 20. That's the field. The offices were on Racine Street. The field was located 1 mile west of Sturtevant on Highway 120. What's 120? Am I missing something here? 120. I got to look that up on a map. Racine Airways Incorporated. I never heard of them before. Now, I know on Durand Avenue, there was an airstrip there at one time, an airport. I wonder if that's what they're talking about. There was an airport there behind a bar. It's right near where Milliger's is, not far from there. And there was an airstrip down there, and they used to have planes coming and going right there in Sturtevant on Durand Avenue. But I'm not, I got to look up Highway 120. I got to see about that. Next time Jim is in here, Jim Messier, I got to ask him about that too. Where does he find this stuff? It's 7:54 local news. Tablet hits WRJN. Ah, Bachman, Turner Overdrive. Two guys, Bachman and Turner, and a magazine, a trucker magazine called Overdrive. That's how they came up with this idea. You ain't seen nothing yet. Local news, Tablet hits here at WRJN. You ain't seen nothing yet. Bachman Turner Overdrive. Local news, Tablet Hits, WRJN 757. Looking for rain and snow. Temperatures falling to around 35 degrees today. Cloudy right now, 45 degrees at Radio Park. I just checked in with Jim Basir. I'm going to call him in the next half hour. And we're going to find out about this Racine Airways. I never heard of the airline before. Racine Airways. He's got the whole skinny on it. Should be interesting to find out. That's coming up. 7:58 now. Glad all over. These are the DC 5.
You say that you love me.
Half hour, we're going to talk to Jim Basir. Get the lowdown on Racine Airways. I never heard of that airline before. Racine Airways. Got to find out about that. Thanks for joining us here at WRJN, your home for Racine Raiders football. It all begins May 3rd, right here. It's 8 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine Kenosha.